This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
You said it's all in time. It's for what you hold on to and how tired. This sleepless night is the way you drive, and all them Bob Dylan you pretend to like. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And you'll be glad, you'll be glad to hear I'm out of poetry. These days words come about as easy as sleep, but when I speak I'm saying things I never thought applied to people like me. And ooh, can you see my fingers and I'm blown trying to hold on to you. And ooh, can you see my fingers numb and blue for trying to hold on to you. You say there's too much music, too much thought inside my head. But if you wanna be my friend, then why do you lie? I should've known you'd be just as reckless with me. I guess I'm just as naive as it were me, I wouldn't be you. Pretend to like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Haley Reardon in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Tune called Numb and Blue from the new Wayfindings album. Is that the second album, Haley?
Yeah, that's the second one.
Your second album. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the concept for that tune. Do you know people that just pretend to like Bob Dylan?
yeah, I guess that was probably one of the meaner lines in the song. Yeah, I guess that song was just kind of your typical teenage heartbreak song. And then I made a music video for that, and it got me thinking more deeply about what that song's about, because it was sort of one of those songs that taught me what it was about as it sort of evolved and the more that I played it. And And I talked to the people who I was making the video with a lot about how, as much as it's about obviously trying to hold on to someone, I'm trying to hold on to you, it's more about trying to hold on to yourself with someone who doesn't fully understand you, like someone who, you know, doesn't get Bob Dylan, doesn't get whatever. So that's kind of where that song comes from.
I love that you said it's a typical teenage heartbreak song. You know, I don't know, Haley, that typical teenagers are out there producing albums and writing music. So you're a little atypical, I think. And it really is a treat to have you in here. Are you still a teenager?
I am. I'm 17.
17 years old. How long have you been writing songs and playing music?
Since I was 11 or 12 was when I started. I picked up the guitar and started, you know, calling myself a songwriter in my bedroom. So,
well, you really are fortunate to be in an area of New England where music is really thriving. So a lot of inspiration in the Boston area.
Definitely. I like to say that I was kind of raised by the New England folk music community, especially mm-hmm. in the Boston and Cambridge kind of scene. It's been really cool to grow up around people who are so serious about their art and about just expression and folk music.
Anybody in your family do music?
I mean, my sister's a real singer.
She's a real singer?
A real singer. I mean, a singer, a great singer. I don't know, real. I mean, yes. She's a great singer. But I always kind of grew up listening to her singing, and I think that's why I loved singing to begin with. And my uncle's a great guitar player, and my dad showed me my first few chords and stuff. So my family's kind of musical. Most of my musical inspiration came from outside my family, but a lot of, there's some stuff there.
Haley, who are your inspirations?
My inspirations, well, my dad is a big music fan, definitely. And I feel like the music that I was raised on and was sort of in my brain before I knew I loved music would be like Van Morrison and Jackson Browne and songwriters like that. They were kind of always on in the house and always kind of remind me of home. For me, I love Ryan Adams. I love a whole lot of stuff. The way I listen to music is very obsessive. I listen to one person for like a whole month and then another person for a whole month and whatever. So it's always changing.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a real treat to have Boston area musician Haley Reardon here with us. She's got a new album. It's called Wayfindings. We'll hear more about the album after we hear some more music from Haley. Haley Reardon on the Folk Show at NHPR.
I know a boy or two with cars, but I've never wanted love. I only want the stars and some call it focus. I guess they never noticed that I can't move out from familiar feet, and everything's racist, but we can be. Maybe I don't do it on purpose. Maybe parts of me, they still got my name right down on the page, but sometimes the mirror blurs and it's not the same. That's in my words outrun the rest of me. When some call it focus, I guess they never notice that I can't move out from familiar feet. Faces, but we can be. Maybe I don't do it on purpose. Maybe parts of me, they still. Oh,
Haley Reardon and Nervous, another tune from her Wayfindings album here on The Folk Show. It's her second album. The first album was called Where the Artists Go, and she was named 2012 Bostonian of the Year for that debut album. So Bostonian of the Year when you were 15, Haley.
Yeah, I was in a magazine that had a collection of Bostonians of the Years. I wasn't the only one. Okay. I don't really even live in Boston. People are like, she's the Bostonian. But that was a pretty cool little title to put on it. I knew that the Boston Globe magazine was writing this article about me, and more specifically about my work in schools and with my peers and with mm-hmm. empowerment. And then when the magazine came out, it was in this Bostonian of the Year edition, so that was pretty fun.
So you take that empowerment piece pretty seriously. You've got some work and some shows going on, some projects going on to help people find their voices. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've spent probably the last 4 years doing a program in schools across the country that I kind of created and has kind of evolved over time. But it's sort of a collection of songs and stories and these days activities that all kind of revolve around the journey of finding our voices as young people and what that looks like and what it means to figure out what's important to you and go out and create change in your school and in your community simply by using your voice and your own individuality. So it's a lot of fun, and it's been really rewarding and kind of become the heart of what I do, I guess.
You'll be doing one of those events in Bedford
yep.
real soon?
Yeah. Yes. So
great. And so that's really nice to see you kind of giving back to your communities and to the bigger community, the global community, to work with other young people. I think it's really, really kind of exciting.
Yeah. Well, it's been so special to kind of grow up with a community and an outlet that allows you to use your voice. And for me, it was always like, well, what can I do to make this accessible to all kids? Not all kids who, you know, pick up a guitar or want to play folk music, even if you don't care at all about folk music or music in general. There must be something there, some place for every young person to go to feel like they do have a voice. And so it's not as much about music as it is about finding that for you.
Was there a singular thing that kind of propelled you? I mean, that helped you to find your voice?
I guess it was a collection of things. It was having the opportunity. One of my biggest things when I started writing and when I started performing, I guess, I was going to open mics in the area and in New England and whatnot, and I started going to see Don White, who's a really close mentor and friend of mine. And one of my biggest things was always, I want to be taken seriously as an artist, and I want my songs to be looked at as, you know, songs, not songs by a 12-year-old. And I think the whole process of finding that, of finding a place where I felt like people were listening to my art more than my baby voice, I guess, really taught me a lot about the fact that young people have just as much to say as old people or middle-aged people or any other kind of people. And there's a lot to be said about the journey of growing up. And so that kind of had a big effect on me of learning how to verbalize what I was going through as a kid and the importance of that.
Do you think Don White's grown up yet?
Yes, Don White's grown up, but he also has he's also a big kid in a lot of ways, and that's what keeps him, so.
You got a favorite Don White tune?
Oh my gosh, I have a lot. I love Angel in Pieces. I love B16 with Me. He just wrote a new one that he played for me in his living room a couple weeks back that is stunning. It's amazing. It's his next I Know What Love Is, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully.
That's great.
Out in the open for all soon.
Other mentors out there in the folk community, it was really great to see you included in For the Love of the Music. That was the documentary about Club 47.
Yeah, that was incredible to be a part of. Definitely, that was a very cool experience to get to hang out with those guys and gals.
People like Tom Rush.
Yeah. There's a very cool community there, and it is so cool to even get to spend a few hours with them. So
Don White is a mentor, and other people that you feel like have really helped you to move in the direction you want to go?
Yeah, definitely. Lorne Entress, who produced this EP or this record and my last record, has been a huge mentor musically and just about navigating the whole thing of being a musician. And it's just such a great friend and such a good guy and has taught me so, so much, not only musically, but just in a broader sense. And definitely taught me a lot about that, had a lot to do with that whole process of me feeling like I'm being looked at for my music and not for my age or whatever. And he has always surrounded me with people who are really kind of treat me like an equal, and it's awesome. So Lorne, and I take guitar lessons with Raymond Gonzalez, and I adore him too. He has been such a mentor musically and is so much fun to hang out with and to learn with, and really kind of pushes me in a lot of ways there. So those guys and my dad. He's been pretty helpful in this whole navigating the folk scene thing, too. We learned together.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a real treat to have recording artist Haley Reardon in the studio. Her new album is Wayfindings. We're going to hear more from Haley in just a moment as The Folk Show continues at NHPR.
The political situation here is pretty interesting.
Which is why NHPR makes it easy for you to keep up with New Hampshire politics.
Nobody came out of the special session looking too great.
Each Monday, NHPR's political reporter Josh Rogers will bring you up to speed with what's on tap this week.
This issue does really divide both parties.
Join us on the political front Monday mornings at 7:30 on NHPR and follow Josh on Twitter at @JoshRogersNHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Courier Museum of Art in Manchester, presenting Signs from the 60s, Robert Indiana's Decade, featuring works by the creator of the iconic Love Stamp. Details at courier.org. And Monadnock Boat Store on Route 9 in Stoddard and Route 202 in Ringe, providing sales, service, and storage, specializing in pontoons and runabouts. Monadnock Boat Store. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. In the studio, we have 17-year-old Haley Reardon. Her new CD is called Wayfindings. Do you hate it, Haley, when people say what your age is?
No, because I definitely pride myself. I mean, like, I write all my songs about what it feels like to grow up and what it feels like to be 17, and I feel like, you know, Where the Artists Go was a marker of my 15-year-old self, and so on. So, no, I don't hate when people talk about my age because everything I do is kind of about being a kid,
yeah,
and about being myself. So, no, I don't hate it.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's just an amazing thing that, you know, that you are so mature and your writing is very mature and you've got a wonderful voice. So it's really such a treat to see youth in folk music. We have a lot of gray hairs out there, and it's really nice to see the future of folk music is secure.
Yeah, well, there's so much to be carried on, and so I hope to do a little bit of my part in that.
What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to do a song that isn't on the record. This is a newer song after Wayfindings that I got inspired to write when I was up at a Girl Scout camp in Tallinn, Mass. But I was working with these girls all day, and we write songs sometimes. My school and camp work has kind of spiraled into this crazy thing where we do co-writing sessions with, like, groups of 20 kids, group after group. And so I was with these girls all day, and we spent the whole day writing this camp song that we called Just Us Girls, and it was all about their kind of like retreat weekend with the whole Girl Scout organization there and a bunch of different troops. And so I would have all of these groups of girls coming in, and nobody wanted to start a new song. We all wanted to add on to this one song. So we ended up writing this huge song with like 17 verses about how many bugs there were in the cabins and whatnot. And so I'm not going to play that song. That wouldn't I don't know how that would go over. I would need 10,000 11-year-olds behind me for it to work. But I did have this conversation with this one little girl that day about how she was in fourth grade. And she was telling me just about what that was like and looked at me and said that she couldn't wait to be as old as me. And always kind of being the baby in the room, it was weird to think of myself as somebody that somebody couldn't wait to be as old as. And it kind of got me thinking about when you're in fourth grade and you think about, you know, when you get to be a teenager and when you get to be 17. It's like this sparkling word, and you think of all the ways that you're going to be beautiful and your life is going to be beautiful. And then you get there and it's nothing like you thought, but it's beautiful in all these different ways that you never could have planned on. So I assume that the rest of life is like that, too. And I wrote this about my fourth grade friend. It's called Fourth Grade.
met a girl today in fourth grade. It's her first year with a locker and a teacher with a first name. She's smiling as she tells me weekend homework isn't easy. She can't wait to be as old as me. And I'm nowhere near as pretty as I thought I would be. And my car don't sparkle and I've yet to find my dancing feet. But it's a beautiful view. It's bigger than any plans I could have made. And my favorite day, yes, they feel like fourth grade. Some people say back then didn't matter. We were only little kids and it could take years to learn what life and love and meaning really is. But you will know more, be more, you will feel more, see more than anyone will give you credit for. When you say you're nowhere near as pretty as you thought you would be. When your car don't sparkle and you yet to find your dancing feet. I hope it's a beautiful view. It's bigger than any plans you could have made. Hope your favorite day, yes, I hope they feel like fourth grade.
Hayley Reardon and a tune not yet recorded. And the name of that?
It's called Fourth Grade.
Okay. Hayley, Wayfindings is the name of the new CD. Why Wayfindings?
Well, I like that word. It's not really a real word, but I it means something to me, I guess. Wayfinding, the word, is like something used in architecture, like the way that people navigate signage and wayfindings, like navigate a building or space. But for me, it was just kind of like all of these songs are little findings, little pieces of thoughts and moments that I've kind of come across along the way and have come to mean something. And I just felt like that was a fitting thing. For me, Wayfindings is kind of more personal and quirky, and there's a definite story and a definite moment behind every song on it, and they're kind of just wayfindings in my mind. So, yeah, things I found along the way.
If you had to give advice to young songwriters, what do you think you would tell them? About, since you must have learned a lot in your journey so far, so what do you think you would say first?
Well, I think that one of the most important days for me as a songwriter was the day that I kind of decided to own that title and wasn't scared to say I'm a songwriter. You know, there's a big difference between being 11 or 12, being a young person, and you know, writing songs in your or an old whoever any age, and writing songs in your room or in your house, but never owning that title and saying I'm a songwriter, or I guess that's true with anything, but the day that you're kind of like, this is a part of me. This is something that I do. Like, I'm not just a person writing songs. I am a songwriter, and I take this seriously. Is the day that other people kind of start to believe it. So that's a big thing. And obviously writing all the time and writing about stuff that feels real to you. For me, it was always like, should I write about what people on the radio write about? Like, I don't know what songs are about. I'll write what, you know, what I hear songs about. And then I have this collection of like 11-year-old love songs that I had no idea what I was writing about, but I was just writing what I thought songs were supposed to be about. And then songwriting got so much more interesting once I learned that I could write about anything I wanted, and it could be about, you know, a fourth grader I met. So, yeah.
Do you think the title songwriter defines you, or do you feel like you're kind of in charge of defining what a songwriter is?
I think that a songwriter is kind of in charge of defining what that means for them. Yeah, the word I can hear the word songwriter, and that kind of means something different for everybody. It's a big thing. It's like, yeah, it's a big world there.
And what about Haley the musician?
Haley the musician. It's funny because I never really gave her much time of day. You know, I grew up and didn't really care. I wanted to write songs, and that was it. And now as I get older, I realize that, you know, Haley the songwriter needs Haley the musician, and so I'm working on that. It's hard because there's not as much of like a flame there. Like, I want to sit and play guitar for 5 hours. My issue was always I would go to a guitar lesson, and then anytime I sit down to practice, quote unquote practice, I would write the whole time. I would just write. Anytime I had a guitar in my hand, there's no such thing as practice. It's all writing, and so it kind of takes a little bit of willpower there, but
so the poet kind of takes over.
Yeah. That's what comes easy. So obviously that's I guess what I do first, but I think a big lesson is to learn to do what doesn't just easily pour out of you in any aspect of life. So I think that it's definitely a really, really important mission for me to focus on the musical end of things too, even though it doesn't come as easy as the writing.
We talked a little bit about your, sounds like a feeling of responsibility to work in empowerment and to give back a little bit. And you're very passionate about the songwriting. What else feeds your spirit? What else fills up your time besides music and writing? What do you like to do?
Well, I love people. I love, love, love my friends and my family. And so they are, I mean, I always kind of say that my three aspects of life are like my going to school and doing my music and being with the people in my life. So I'm at school a lot. Obviously, I go to high school, and I lately have been trying to write more like prose and poetry. Me and Don actually have been working on that, on writing, and we've been reading together too. It's cool. So I love reading and writing in general. Yeah.
So, Haley, how is that anyway at school? You're a recording artist. How is that to assimilate into the regular population in your school? Or are all your peers songwriters?
I don't know what I would do if I could. I don't know what I'm going to do when I can't go to school every day. Because as much as sometimes I get overwhelmed because I have a lot going on, or, you know, I got to finish my physics homework and get to the gig or whatever. School is like this place where I don't have to think about anything but school. You know, I can just sit in class and listen and be there. And it's never like, I'm never like having to answer emails or like think about what song I'm working on. It's just kind of a cool, to me, it's sort of like an escape from, obviously I love music and I love what I do, but it really helps to build this balance in my life without me even trying. And I love and need balance all the time. So school is kind of the structure that allows me to have that. So I'm a little worried, like I'm going to need to start working on a plan as to how to keep my life balanced when I'm not in high school or college or whatever. So
I think you'll figure it out. Sounds to me like you've got a lot of supports and a lot of folks that are going to help you. But, you know, it's such a a great time in your life, this, you know, to be a young person, you know. So I'm glad to hear that you are able to enjoy it and you're not just focused on the art, and the art isn't totally consuming you. So you know, even though you're excelling at it, it sounds like you do have good balance, and that's really great, because you don't want to give up your youth, you know. Right. Before you know it, you're going to be gray. So might as well hang on as long as you can.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We've got Haley Reardon in the studio. Her new album is Wayfindings. She has a website, so if you want to visit her website, it's HaleyReardon.com. If you want to find out where she is or find out what kind of projects she's working on, or maybe look at some YouTubes and visit with her that way, you can do that. It's also a place where you can find out what her schedule is. And I encourage you to check out HaleyReardon.com. And we're going to talk a little bit more about her upcoming shows. But first, how about another tune from Haley Reardon here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio?
All right. There is a cover on this new EP, and I'd never officially recorded a cover before. So I thought, might as well make it from way, way back before my day if we're going to do it. So this is an oldie but goodie.
And I really like this tune, so I was really pleased to have you put it on the album. So.
I like it too. It's a lot of fun to sing. All right, here we go.
Fishing all of the time, I'm going fishing too. I bet your life, bet your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. And a big fish bite, if you got good bait, here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Big fish bite, if you got good bait, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. Baby's going fishing too. So I went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Baby grabbed me a pole and a line. I threw my pole on and caught me a 9-pound catfish, and I hit it home for Shubber Town. You know that big fish bite, if you got good bait, here's a little fish that I would like to relate. Big fish bite, if you got good bait, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. Baby's going fishing too. My baby brother about to drive me out on my mind, asking, can I go fishing with you? So I took him down to that fishing hole, and what do you think that he did do? He pulled a great big fish out the bottom of the pond, and he laughed and jumped cause it was real gone now. Big fish bite, if you got good bait, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. Baby's going fishing too. Well, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby's going fishing too.
Haley Reardon with a Henry Thomas tune from her Wayfindings album. All the other tunes on the CD are Haley's tunes. It's her second release. Again, you can find more details about the album and the project she's working on by visiting her website, HaleyReardon.com. Busy summer, it looks like you've got coming up.
Yeah, yes, lots of folky stuff. So I'll be at the New Bedford Folk Festival for two days there, and then I will be at...
You're also at the Roots on the River Festival in June.
Yep, in June.
And that's a big event over in Bellows Falls, Vermont. So they've got some heavy hitters stopping by there. So.
I can't wait. And I love Bellows Falls. I played at Palopo there this year, too. And it's such a fun place to play. The people are so excited. It's awesome. So can't wait.
And some other camp places and some private shows at some schools. You'll be doing that?
Yep, some schools and some summer camps. We'll be writing more camp songs. I'll be meeting more fourth graders.
That's great.
I'll be back at Camp Farwell, which I've been going to for 3 summers now, and I love those girls and a few other places. So it'll be a fun summer.
Is there a song, Haley, that you wish you had written?
Oh, man. A song that I wish I had written. I have to think about this. What song? You know what is, like, my pep talk song that I've been, especially this week, I was like, you know what? If I could, like, tell myself anything, I wish that I could, which I don't know if this is, like, I don't know if that's embarrassing to say, but Vienna by Billy Joel, if I could write myself a pep song. Not even a pep talk, because it's not really a pep talk, but like a It's Okay song, that would be it. Uh-huh. I don't know what song I wish I'd written. There are so many songs. Actually, you know what song I wish I'd written? It's By This Town by Laurie McKenna. That's one of my very favorite songs in the whole wide world.
Has anyone ever told you you kind of sound like Laurie McKenna?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I tell people all the time that I adore Laurie McKenna. Yeah. Laurie McKenna was like the first real performer I went to see in the Boston folk scene and was mm-hmm. like, this may be my home, I think. And so I love her. I would love to sound like her. But yeah, I love her a lot.
Isn't that a great feeling to get that connection, to feel like you are home in your genre? You know, just you've got a place.
It is. It's amazing. It really is. Yes.
So what do you want to do next? I mean, you've got 2 albums under your belt. Are you already trying to put together another album, or are you thinking that far ahead? You've got, you know, you got to get through the summer and the festival season and all those performances, and
right.
And then what? What are you aspiring for yourself?
You know, I'm kind of at a place right now where I'm figuring that out. I'm trying to figure out what my plan is next. Like you're saying, like I finished this album And I think I'm sort of on the verge of something new with my writing. The songs I've been writing more recently feel like they're a little different, and I can't really put my finger on what it is. So I'm trying to feel that out and then maybe put some songs down again and get recording again. But maybe not right away. I'm not sure. I really just think I want to take some time to just fully focus on writing. I feel like sometimes I'll jump into a project and then... And then rush songs or not kind of give them the attention they deserve. So I really want to take a period to just be like a real writer for a little while and really flesh some things out and figure out what I'm trying to say with a few specific things. So, yeah.
You having a good time?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I am having a good time. There's so much cool stuff, so many cool people and so many things just to learn. On my own, too, I feel like I'm uncovering myself as a songwriter, and learning that whole process is very interesting to me to kind of figure it out. So lots of fun stuff every day.
If there was one thing you wanted folks to know in our folk community about Haley Reardon, what would you say? Haley Reardon is...
Haley Reardon is... just anything? I guess real, genuine? I don't know.
The real Haley Reardon. Well, the real Haley Reardon, stand up.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just want there to be... I want people to be able to feel the heart in everything I do. So I just would love that to be the center of it, and I would just love to kind of be honest with myself and with my songs and with whatever I do, so...
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's been a treat to visit with Haley. The time has gone by really fast. Could you play another tune for us?
Yeah. Can I tell a little story with this one?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to end on one here. I'm going to end on Where the Artists Go, title track of that last record, not Wayfindings. But I wrote this song about an 8th grade social studies project, actually. And at the end of my 8th grade year, we were assigned a project where we were asked as a class to draw ourselves exactly as we saw ourselves. And then on the inside of our bodies to write adjectives to explain how we view ourselves. And on the outside to write adjectives to explain how we think the other people view us. And then We got paired up with kids in the room, and we had to talk about why we drew and wrote what we did. And I got paired up with this boy that I didn't really know very well, and I didn't know that he could draw, but he was an unbelievable artist, and he had drawn his body all in black and white. And then coming up out of his head, it was this explosion of thoughts and symbols and colors and ideas. And he put all of his adjectives about himself up in this thought bubble instead of in his body, like we were assigned. And I sat with him, and he talked to me about how he saw himself as unsocietal, which I've since learned isn't a real word. It's an eighth grader word, but I he said it. And how he had one hand open and one class tight to explain the things that he was open to and the things that he wasn't. And then on the inside of his body, he only put one word, and it just said human, as if that was all he really knew and that was all that really mattered. And I went home that day, and I could not stop thinking about this boy and what an artist he was and the fact that I had sat in class with him for 8 years and had no idea about this explosion of light and color and character inside of him. And so I wrote this song for him, and it's kind of become my thing to look for that artist and explosion in everyone and come to believe that it's always there somewhere. It just takes a little looking sometimes. So this is called Where the Artists Go.
There's a place you know where the artists go, and honey colors line the sky, and your life inside, just your thunderous mind. Always chasing, searching, always something new to find. And someday the walls of this town are gonna cave in. And oh, this explosion inside you is gonna burst through your skin. Cause you see the beauty with one hand open and one class tight. Society don't know a damn about this life. And when they ask you for your name, you reply with all you know, saying I am human, and I am human. And there's a place you know where the artists go, and nobody holds an unseen light. Nobody's masked. There's no stolen skin, because you're proud to belong when nobody fits in. And oh, as you burn bright with this youth, oh, hold on to those eyes that cut straight to the truth. Cause you see the beauty with one hand open and one class tight. Society don't know a damn about this life. And when they ask you for your name, you reply with all you know, saying I am human, and I am human.
The title track from Where the Artists Go, from Haley Reardon here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And I find it interesting to hear that explanation of the tune, and knowing that that first album is very, very colorful. You know, it's very colorful, and then this, the Wayfindings is just a little, I don't want to say darker, but it's more black and white.
So. Yeah, well, yeah, that's very cool. That's a, yeah. It's funny, like, the, when I tell those stories, the observations people have, mm-hmm. they kind of, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true there. they are very different. But I guess that was the goal, was to kind of make something completely different than we did last
time.
Sure,
absolutely. Yeah. So it's great to watch Haley Rudin growing up through music. First album at age 15, Wayfindings, age 17, and the sky's the limit for you. It sounds like you've got great things ahead of you, and we wish you well on your journey.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Happy to be part of it. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Centrix Bank. See beyond with Centrix Bank. Banking solutions customized to your business. Information available at centrixbank.com. And Windows and Doors by Brownell, featuring energy-efficient Marvin products for your replacement or new construction project. Showroom at the Powerhouse Mall, West Lebanon. This is NHPR.